and welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says he's glad to see some forward movement on the approval of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico trade agreement. Haney says the recent announcement of the reduction of tariffs on steel and aluminum is giving farmers some hope.
Farmers were actually looking for anything that's positive. And really, truth of the matter is we got to start sweeping some of these things up, these issues, one at a time. And certainly the first one, I think, needs to be this new NAFTA agreement, or this USMCA.
Haney says the announcement moves the agreement closer to approval by Congress.
A lot of people think that it's finished, but it's not finished until it's voted on. So the standoff here has been certainly the tariff on aluminum and steel, and an announcement for that to come off, really, I think there are probably other issues that will probably come up that they'll have to get worked out. That's kind of what I'm reading. But hopefully we can get this put behind us.
He notes Mexico and Canada have been good trading partners over the years.
Canada's been one of our largest trading partners for years. And Mexico, we're dependent on much of the movement that we have there.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says ratification of the USMCA is a show of good faith to other partners.
That would be a bad example when we have to go try to negotiate another trade deal somewhere else in the globe. And they said, well, you're having trouble trading with your neighbors.
He adds an agreement could come pretty quickly.
I think the speaker asked for some things that had to be fixed before they could get any kind of a Democrat support on this thing in the House. And the biggest stickler was that what they call those 232 trade deals right there.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.